Let's talk to Ansonia Mayor David Cassetti. His car was vandalized over the weekend. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jeff and AJ. Long time it's been since I heard of you guys.
Oh, too long. Seriously.
Too long.
I know. What's going on? You's mad at me?
Never.
No, never.
Never.
You can call in any time. You have my cell. Anytime there's something going
I know,
on there.
I do.
Yeah,
you're
feel
right.
Free.
Like, if you walk out in the morning and see your car has been vandalized, I think first you call the Ansonia police, and then you call me.
Right. The second call to us.
Let me watch the insurance adjuster, too.
Yeah. What happened?
Yep. Well, I was out on Friday night, the 8th, and when I came home about, I don't know, it must have been about 10:15, I parked in my driveway, and everything was fine. And I went in, and, you know, I only need 4 hours sleep, so at 2:30, I
really?
Got in my car. Yeah, I got in my
You're
car
me.
To come down to my office, and I hear a rumbling sound. I said, what the hell is that? And I pulled over into Walsall Park's parking lot, and I had a flat tire. So I had Frank's come up. It's a local tow truck.
He's great. He's my guy.
Oh, really?
Frank's towing.
Yeah,
nice. If you ever need your
he's
car towed,
Frank Houser.
Frank's towing.
Okay.
Yep. And he changed the tire, but he said, man, your tire was slit. I said, what, are you kidding me? And so we put the spare on. I came to my office, did my paperwork, and about 11:30, a friend of mine drives by. I said, Dave, you got flat tires? Yeah, I had it up at the Walsall Park. I had them. No, your other tire's flat.
Okay, that's not a coincidence.
Oh, they came back.
That's not a coincidence, yeah.
Right.
What, you mean they came back?
No,
or
no,
like it opened up.
I think they were slit enough to just slowly leak.
Okay.
Slowly leak. And it took time. It didn't happen right away. So I brought it to Isaac's, another good friend of mine, and he took care of putting two new tires on. But I called the police, and I said, I got to report this. I don't know what's happening here. You know, I know it's silly season right now with the election coming up, so I don't know. You know, it's a pattern with my opponent. So I don't know what the deal is. Why you would slice the city vehicle's tires. I mean, I paid for it, but...
Wait, you paid for it out of your own pocket?
No. City credit card,
right.
City property.
Yeah.
You know, that's why what I'm trying to do is find out, getting cameras up where I was up in Naugatuck, and cameras around that could have saw anybody so that we could let them pay for it.
What would you like to say to the people who did that?
Cowards. They're cowards. Why would you do that? What? Listen, I am they want me out so bad. They're foaming of the mouth.
So you completely 100% are convinced that this is somehow politically motivated. It's not someone who was offended by your garbage a-hole comment.
Right.
This is a politics. This is dirty politics.
Yep, they want me out. You know, I'm a strong force for good, and they don't want that. They don't want that. I don't know why people think like this and why they're doing
this. Same.
Slashing your tire, wouldn't that help? To me, I feel sympathy for someone who was a victim of a crime.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't
right.
see how that would... maybe they thought you were going to, like, come on the show. You get your tire slashed, you come on the show, and you go bonkers.
Right.
Oh, that could be it, too. That could be it. But I'm not going bonkers.
You're not going on Facebook. You're not going bonkers on Facebook.
Nope. And I know they're possibly going to be going on Facebook and accusing me of stupid stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Or they picture you driving on a slow mountain road, going around turns, all of a sudden, the tires blow out, go crashing over a cliff. That's what they did.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
I'm just picturing they sliced the tires just a little bit, just enough to lose some air. They picture them going on a mountain road, those curves and everything, and the tires blow out, and he goes over the curb. Next thing you know, boom.
Yep. Take a break.
Like the movies. Thank you.
Have a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
I'm working over here.
I don't smoke.
Take up smoking.
Yep. Okay. Got a light?
No, I quit smoking. All I'm doing is chewing gum, a lot of gum, Nicorette.
Yeah, you sound really, I didn't expect you to sound so calm after this.
Yeah, well, my staff has told me, come on, Mayor, be calm. Be calm.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll be calm.
Got the warning.
It's the Nicorette.
Yeah, that's...
Plus I'm playing with my granddaughter over here. She came to visit me.
Oh, so that'll settle anyone down.
Yep.
What do you think it happened at your house, or you're saying Naugatuck? You think
I have
maybe?
No idea. Yeah. You know, it was such a slow leak. It could have happened at the site, you know, in Naugatuck.
And then that probably wouldn't have been politically motivated, right? They're not going to follow you to Naugatuck.
Follow me? No. There's people that follow me. They were watching you. I was told.
Do other people see these people?
You're being watched.
Gotcha.
Everywhere I go,
Mayor, you sound a little paranoid.
Can you listen on the phone?
He's being surveilled.
Watching my emails.
Yeah, they're waiting for me to do something. They got nothing on me, so they're waiting to see something so they can find something wrong with me. Right. That's the problem.
Yeah, she has to change cars halfway through. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Like a casino.
Do you really think they're following you?
Oh, no question about it. I was told this by many people. Because you see, guys, I come down to my office about 2:30 every morning, 7 days a week. Because between running my business and running the city, I got paperwork to do, and they think I'm doing something. What's he out so early for? You know, you talk to the police.
They think you're up to something. They're trying to find you, like grabbing a bag of cash or something.
Right.
Okay.
Burning documents.
Exactly. Thank you. I didn't want to say it. You said it first.
Thank you.
But that's what they're thinking. And they're waiting. We got them. Just like this year here with the tax increase. We got them. Oh, okay. Cassetti bad. We got them. All right, okay.
I knew if I had you on long enough, we'd get a little bit of this classic Cassetti.
That was a good one.
It's a little disappointing in the beginning. I'm like, I don't know. I don't like this version of him.
You didn't know what to expect.
It's too safe for me.
Right. Too measured.
Put the mayor on.
Yeah, exactly. What'd you do to our mayor?
No more advisors.
Mayor Cassetti's on, and his car was vandalized, and he's taking it pretty well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. If it was the old David Cassetti from like 20 years ago, and you walked out and you found these guys slashing your tires, what would have you done?
Oh, we would have had a ball. They would have been underneath the car. They would have had tire tracks under their heads.
They look tired. Nice.
And then when the cops asked me, what happened? I don't know.
They were sleeping under the car. I had no idea.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad that didn't turn out to.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, a head-on collision because you had a blowout.
Yeah.
That could have been horrible.
Right.
And really, we all need to, no matter what our political views are.
Yeah.
We all need to take a breath here.
Yeah, calm down.
Absolutely.
And let's all just dial it down. Let's not let the people who make millions of dollars getting us ramped up win.
Yeah. You know, I tell my staff, I said, why do people don't like me? What did I do? I'm the only one to advance my city, and that's what I'm doing. Economically, tax-wise, I mean, we have the lowest tax rate around. And nobody, they're unhappy. Oh, he's no good. He's got to go. Why do I got to go? What did I do wrong? They're not telling me. They're not telling me what I did wrong. What did I do wrong? Nothing. I've been here 12 years. What, you know, that tells you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And business has moved. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. I really don't.
It's a mystery.
So, but if your opponents were willing to say to you on the air what you're doing wrong, would you want to hear it?
Oh, I would definitely want to hear it.
All right. I'm going to call
Valley Independent.
And we're going to.
I said, can we do it?
Moderate
can we
debate.
Do a debate? She didn't do a debate with me last year. She cowered out. Even though she won, I mean, because that's what you got out there. But my opponents, there's two of them. There's that guy I ran against last time and a new guy. Bring them on because I want to hear. You know what my platform is, everybody. Economic revival, the lower taxes, more activities, different things in town, making the town with feel good events and everything. What is your platform? That's what I want to hear.
Right. You know, what's your plan?
We want to have integrity at City Hall. You want to have integrity at City Hall. What does that exactly mean?
I love the tone in your voice.
Right.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I got his flyer, my opponent's flyer, and I want a forensic audit. a forensic audit. You know that a forensic audit is going to cost the taxpayer about $270,000? And why? Why? We want to know what you did with the grants. Listen, I got to report to the state what I do with the grants, and they approve it. So, you know, why be redundant? A forensic audit doesn't mean...
Yeah, they're just trying to get you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Antonio deserves better, he says. It's time to clean house. Clean house? What does that mean? I hope the residents of Ansonia. I hope the residents of Ansonia really like look at this and say, "What does that mean?
Really? What does that mean?
What does it mean?
What did he do? I mean, there's no corruption. I mean, they say there's corruption. Okay, where is there corruption? Where? Show me. What exactly is going on? I listen. I cross my T's and dot my I's. I got everything perfect. Right. We just had an audit done. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to see if we can arrange.
Oh, I would love it.
Okay,
and perfect. Because you know the Valley Independent is very biased. I mean, they would want to run it, and it'd be me against them and my opponents. But if I have you guys, this would be good. I would love to debate that.
And we're not taking sides.
Yeah, no.
I know you're not.
No,
you're fair. Yeah. You're fair. I know that. That's what I want, but do it. I'm game any day.
All right, man. Nice. And Antonio Mayor David Cassetti had his tire slashed, which is let's not go there.
Yeah, leave it.
Yeah, that's right. Low.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mayor. Glad you're okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news from Champion River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.